This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Recently, I've been thinking about poverty, but not the typical kind, the internal kind. Poverty of the soul. True impoverishment is internal impoverishment. The soul that's been created but hasn't yet realized why. The heart that still beats but has already died. Few people would ever want to fall, and no one likes to drown. Yet in struggling through this life, sometimes it's so hard not to let the world in. Sometimes the ocean of dunya enters our hearts, and just like the ocean that enters the boat, it shatters our hearts. It breaks our hearts. It owns our hearts. And sometimes we end up at our lowest point, just like at the bottom of the ocean. And when we're there, we feel like it's the end. And that's the thing about the bottom of the ocean. No light enters it. But when you reach that point, you're faced with a choice. You can either stay there until you drown, or you can gather pearls and rise again, becoming stronger from your swim and richer from your jewels. If you seek God, He can rebuild your heart, rebuild that ship. He can transform what was once your greatest weaknesses into your greatest strengths, and can become a means of redemption. Because see, that's the amazing thing about tawbah and turning back to Allah. We're told that it's a polish. So not only does it clean, it actually can make the heart even more beautiful than it was before it got dirty. If you seek God, He can replace the darkness of the ocean with the light of His Son. Yet how can we get there when we're faced and we live in a world that is constantly bombarding us and commanding us to worship other things, to love other things as we should only love God? How can we escape true impoverishment of the soul? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that there are a people who love others as they should only love God. And yet when He describes the believers, He says and He describes them as أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. In order to escape true impoverishment, we have to be أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, overflowing in our love for Allah. But you can't love something that you don't know, and you can't know something that you never speak to and you never remember. We have to speak to Him, we have to remember Him, and remember Him often. See, many of us believe that all we have to do is live our lives however we want, and then before we die, just say, La ilaha illallah. But see, the thing is that however we lived is how we will die. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow our tongues to say La ilaha illallah at death unless there is La ilaha illallah inside the heart. Unless we put Allah first in our lives, we won't be able to put Allah first in our death. And so in order for us to live a life that is full of the love of God, we need to put God at the center, and we need to not lose hope when we do reach that lowest point. And we ask God throughout our lives that every time we slip, to allow us to come back and to stand back up and to rise. If we do that, then and only then will God allow our tongues at the time of death to say, La ilaha illallah. We bear witness that there is absolutely nothing worthy of our ultimate love and worship and devotion except for God.
Reclaim Your Heart was made available in part through social media by Islamic Relief USA.
Sometimes the world begins to look dark, but there's one thing that brings light. Is when you help relieve a person's suffering and make their world brighter. In their darkest days, you sent food, water, and health care, warm clothes, and fuel to stay warm. You sent shelter, mattresses, and blankets. You sent relief, hope, and love. Thank you for working together for a better world.